Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
All right, well, we are back. I'm Reba Haas.
I'm Eric Osnes.
And you're back with Open House with Team Reba.
I just noticed the Bloomberg commercials over the break were talking about burgers.
I know, I'm getting hungry. This is like being at the fair again. I haven't had lunch, so I'm. And then there's a little sign that says no food or beverage allowed with a little hamburger picture on the wall here.
Yeah, well, we were born to break rules, so.
I know what I'm getting after we're done.
That's right.
I'll have to drive up to Dick's now. All right. Well, we had a caller on the line, and we have Wendy with us still, correct?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, fantastic. I'm so glad you called it. So for folks listening, I'm super excited because this is actually a past client of mine, Wendy Fisher. And Wendy is an interior designer. And what's the name of your business, Wendy?
It's Wendy Fisher Interiors.
Pretty easy to remember.
Kind of a complicated name.
Yeah, I know.
It's so hard. Right?
Yeah, and the website includes the same difficult aspect, Wendy Fisher Interiors.
Excellent.
Yeah.
But I'm super excited that you called it. Yes, great that you had the answer to the question. So we'll still go over the rest of those locations. But I'm so glad you called in because now I can kind of almost do a little introduction to you and Eric because I was just chatting with Wendy yesterday. And was asking her if she might consider being a guest on our show at some point.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, really.
Imagine that. That's good.
Well, I figured, you know, Wendy would have some really great tips for design, right? I mean, that's what you do, right, Wendy?
That's what I do, yeah.
Yeah, so I figured, you know, maybe we could plug her a little bit with, or not plug, ply her a little bit with questions. Maybe not today.
Absolutely.
We don't have to do it today. We'll set it up for a time where we're not going to ambush you on the radio.
No, but I have a few questions I kind of want to ask since we've got you on the line.
So
Wendy, you know, I'm a guy, so, you know, you have to bear with me just a little bit here, but do you kind of cover some of the higher end lines like, I don't know, IKEA?
Oh, gosh.
Target.
Fred Meyer.
Pier 1. I didn't even want to get into that. Yeah. Yeah. But basically places that will accept a post-dated check. That's kind of what I wanted to know.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think anybody accepts a post-dated check anymore.
I know. They don't anymore, do they?
No. Huh?
Some of our audience are like, what's a check?
I know. It's even a bit of a struggle with a check.
That is true. I have noticed millennials don't tend to have checkbooks anymore.
No,
they have checking accounts, but there's no actual checks.
They don't.
Well, I know. Whenever I'm in line at the grocery store and somebody whips out a checkbook, it's like, whoa, look at that.
It's so antiquated.
Yeah.
I know.
There is a rule with that. If you're writing a check at the grocery store, you cannot start writing the check until you have the total for your bill. I've noticed that. That's when you search through your purse.
God forbid you actually know where you are.
Yeah, and then start writing.
Or the date.
Right. And speed writing is definitely not allowed, you know,
or
if you're writing
signature.
A check. No.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just an observation I've made over the years. So,
true. True that. True that.
Yeah.
So Wendy, are you potentially available to join us at some point? Not today, obviously, but would you be interested in maybe being a guest?
I would.
Well, I want to know first, what exactly your preferred burger is. Are you a special?
Yes.
Are you a deluxe? Or are you a cheeseburger? And that could sort of help us determine whether or not you'll be allowed on our show.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. As long as she likes the milkshakes, I think that's a winner.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love the milkshakes. But, yeah, I like a cheeseburger, you know?
Beautiful. Okay.
Good old classic, huh?
I have to say that was actually the very first burger I ever had as a human being was sitting in the back of my dad's car at Dick's Drive-In. So it was a cheeseburger. So good choice.
Is that what you got your daughter when you guys went?
I probably did. It's been a couple of years. I've forgotten at this point.
Yeah, you actually, okay, so you live kind of in the Leschi, Jackson-ish area of Seattle. You guys are relatively close, at least, to the Broadway location, right?
Yes.
Is it walkable?
No.
No. Okay.
Well, not for me. Maybe for those a little bit more ambitious with their walking.
Well, that's also because you wear those fabulous shoes. I've seen your shoes, lady, and you've got some gorgeous, not to be walked in very long shoes.
Yeah. These shoes are not made for walking.
That's right.
They're made for designing.
Oh, yes. And they are beautiful. I've seen her work, and I keep wanting to steal some of the lights from her house. She gave me the name. In fact, I'm going to have to ask you again. When you come on, you'll need to give me the name of the designer of those lights, because I just love the ones that are in her home.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. I love seeing some of the creative things that can be done. So.
Oh, yeah. And she's got a lot of creativity and a lot of cool stuff, and she always puts on this really awesome Kentucky Derby party every year that's a lot of fun. The hats are fabulous.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, Wendy, thank you so much for joining us, and we sure look forward to having you again on a call sometime in the near future here.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. It was good to talk to you both, and I look forward to joining you in the future.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Well,
bye-bye.
Bye, Wendy.
Well, she made the guess, so that's right.
Yeah,
everyone,
she was all on it. I'm going to have to go send her a prize or something, or go get her a gift certificate from Dick's.
Dick's Drive-In.
Maybe that's what I need to do, get some other people to call in. I should start buying some Dick's.
Wouldn't be a bad way to go. Yep.
Gift cards.
I can think of worse things to give out. So speaking of, we are taking calls today at KKOL. 1-866-712-1300. That's 866-712-1300. So what are our other locations, Reba?
Well, I'm just wondering if we should also throw another little question out there of if anyone who knows it's Dick's, do they know the new location?
Mm.
And can they call in with the answer for that one? So I would say we need to go to the other two locations and discuss those, because they're all still in King County.
Yes, they are.
Yes. So we have one up in Lake City.
Mm-hmm. That's my home. Home.
That
store.
Was your old stomping grounds.
I was going to say, yeah, that's my home, Dick's. So, Lake City, tell us about that neighborhood.
Okay. Well, they have a little more competition up in the Lake City area right now, because there's a bit of growth that's been going on. In fact, actually, Lake City area, while it's growing, it's maybe not quite as rampant in terms of appreciation. It's still appreciating well, not quite the same as Queen Anne or Capitol Hill or the U District, but it has been growing. Right before we had the recession, it was starting to get redeveloped right off Lake City Way. And that kind of slowed down, of course, for several years, but there's a lot of new development, including not just the multifamily and the apartments and condos up there, but also the residential district, right?
I like to call it urban infill.
Correct. That's exactly where I was going with that. So because that area of the city has so much, so many more properties that have larger parcel sizes, because if you're south of 85th, most of the zoning for residential is what they call SF 5000. So square footage, 5000 feet, right? And up in that area, typically you're going to see 7,200, 9,600, 12,000, 15,000 square foot lots. And so they're doing different kinds of changes to that. In fact, actually up where your dad lives, there's a whole bunch of new development just right around his place.
Absolutely. Up around Jackson Golf Course in that area, North End.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you've got, big lots with one home on it. Builder comes in, they'll knock that home down and they'll put two or three in on the same lot.
Absolutely. That's
a little bit different, though. These are full-size homes. I think about Ballard and some of our closer-in neighborhoods where we've got some of the skinnies, skinny homes coming in.
Yeah, but there's not nearly as many of the skinny homes. I mean, they are in terms of townhomes, but they stopped some of that skinny home development a while back.
Right.
But they also stopped the McMansion developments, too, because a lot of people in the city complained that they didn't want to be overshadowed by these massive houses that took away their sunlight and totally changed the street view and kind of the way how everything kind of blended well together, right?
That's right.
So it's definitely all changed over time. But Lake City, I'm kind of happy to see that up in that area, because some of those neighborhoods didn't have sidewalks, and a lot of times those developers are required to put sidewalks in as part of their development plans. And a lot of a lot of people in Seattle that are north of 85th have asked for many, many years to get sidewalks, but the cost is so prohibitive for the city to be able to do that. And that's one of the reasons they kind of passed that then through to the developers.
Right.
And then, of course, that in a way gets passed on to the consumer because they have to kind of build that into their pricing models. But at least it's creating, you know, this item that people have been asking for. Because a lot of folks, if they get out and they walk and they've got kids in strollers or they've got dogs on leashes, they want to have a safe environment and feel like there's some separation between them and the roadway, right?
That's especially poignant today. There was we had a fatality over on the east side today where a little baby in a stroller. And So you kind of hate to hear things like that, but basically an accident. Somebody apparently tried to avoid the accident and swerved onto the sidewalk. Just a shout out, be so careful when you're out there, keep your eyes and ears open, mm-hmm. as you're going along.
Eyes on the road.
Especially all that texting going on right now.
Yeah. You know, eyes on the road, not on your phone.
Pretty scary stuff. Hasn't been a good couple of weeks here for accidents in our area.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Let's not even go to the duck.
No,
let's
definitely
not go there.
Definitely.
That was horrific.
Definitely not. So
okay, well, let's get on to some more pleasant topics then,
right,
shall we? Okay, so let's talk about where the next Dick's location is that we're discussing. Holman Road.
Now, Crown Hill, Ballard area.
Okay, I was going to say, not everybody knows where Holman Road is. Of course, a lot of folks don't even know what Crown Hill is.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Because I have a lot of folks who ask about, oh, I want to be in Greenwood or I want to be in Green Lake or Ballard. And then you'll ask, well, are you willing to go north up to Crown Hill?
Right.
And I'll get kind of the blank stare.
Right, right.
And it's like pretty much just north of Ballard.
That's, I don't know if there's really a downtown Crown Hill per se, you know, just maybe the corner of 85th and 15th Avenue Northwest would be.
But at least that's starting to get a little more pedestrian friendly. It used to be a lot worse.
Yeah.
And there's a few restaurants over there that are pretty nice.
Have some things popping up. And
There's a great vegetarian restaurant over there. I think it's called Mountain Hill or something like that, which is very nice for brunch.
You know, I was a vegetarian for a while. I made it.
I don't believe that.
I was. I made it about 4 days, and then I was actually coincidentally driving down Lake
by
City
Dick's.
Way by Dick's, and
I could totally see it.
Just the
couldn't
aroma.
Control yourself.
I had a deluxe dancing in my head, and that was it. It was all over. That was it.
Man.
But the
do
thing
they
is,
have any vegetarian patties there?
No.
So they have
not
seen the change of demographic here, where there's people.
Not at all. Not at all. No, 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 no.
Do they have
no.
anything other than beef? Is there any chicken?
No. No, just carnivore. Nothing. That's it. Just meat.
Well, chicken is carnivore.
Yeah. Well, it's just meat, you know, and the best French fries this side of the Mississippi River, let's just put it that way.
Oh, that's a bold statement.
You're listening to Open House with Team Reba on KKOL Business Radio 1300. We'll be back in just a minute with more.